Daily. But here on WFD on today's show, delighted to have joining us on the line right now a man who's going to clean up all things from the Premier League and the Champions League build-up tonight. Of course he's going to clean it up because he's Mr. Tidy, Mr. Will Tidy from Bleacher Report, joining us here on World Football Daily. Will, how have you been, mate? It's been far too long since we last had you on the show. Hope you're keeping well, my man.
Yeah, absolutely. Very pleasurable to be back on the show, Ollie. It's been too long, and we're right back into Champions League action now.
Yeah, cannot wait for tonight's Champions League action. I know there's plenty of people saying that the games aren't as good as we've seen in previous years, but there's still a few tantalising fixtures to get our teeth into. Before we get into that, Will, because I know you are somewhat of an expert in the field of all things Manchester United, and there are plenty of questions about Manchester United to be had in these first few games of the season. It's not gone to plan, and there's a few discerning grumbles around the place about the impact that David Moyes has had. An awkward transfer window for United, and not an especially exciting start to the season, to put it mildly, Will. What have your thoughts been on the new gaffer and his arrival at Manchester United so far?
Well, it wasn't a good transfer window. I think everyone inside the club and out would admit that. They wanted to attract more creative talent to the midfield area. I think coming out of it with just Fellaini. Fellaini's a good player. He's going to do a great job for Manchester United, I think. And we mustn't overlook his quality just because he isn't Mario Götze or Cesc Fabregas or Thiago Alcantara, which was the kind of names we were talking about. He's still going to be a quality addition. I think what didn't quite happen in the way we would have liked is we know that Sir Alex Ferguson went to talk to David Moyes sometime around May or April and said, you know, the job's yours. And then you would have thought Moyes would have said, here are the players I want. And then United would have gone at them for the first couple of weeks. It didn't seem like that really played to form. So I don't know how much of that was Moyes' fault or just the fact that you've got Ed Woodward coming in there as well. It's all a new regime. So maybe they needed this transfer window to iron out how they're going to operate, and in January we'll see a more streamlined approach.
We saw and we knew kind of going into this season that it was going to be a difference at Manchester United with Sir Alex Ferguson gone, and people said that Moyes will be given time, but with the number of grumblings that are going on, especially within United fans and fan groups, does Moyes have as much time as maybe he thought he did to make things all right and all settled at Manchester United underneath him?
I think so. I think everyone involved at United has 26 and a half years to learn that lesson, that you have to give somebody room to grow. Obviously, United can't afford a major catastrophe of a season, but I don't think anybody suspects that might happen. I think if United don't win the league this season, if they don't win a trophy at all, then you have to say you've got to give David Moyes a season, two seasons, three seasons, just to bed in his style and his ethos and the way he wants to play. You just have to, because you've learned that lesson from the Ferguson era. And that is, or at least that's what we're said to believe now, that is the Manchester United way, that there will be patience there. And obviously the media will be on top of him. Obviously some of the fans will be, you know, will get on top of him if a few results go wrong. But I think whatever happens, Moyes is going to get a good three seasons at least, just to take his time and to build what he wants to build there.
Now, we've seen the three big sides that changed managers, City, United and Chelsea. And we've seen the other three from the top six, Liverpool, Arsenal and Tottenham. They're the three that are sat above the initial big three without their managerial changes. Does that early start to the season, the 2 points difference between third and fourth at the moment and that big three and the second third, if you will, does that come about just from the ability of having a manager in who the players know and really is more the kickstart to the season? This top three isn't going to stay the same, as it will?
I think to a certain extent, there's a transitional period. Brendan Rodgers has been through that with Liverpool now, and you see a more settled shape to Liverpool. They just look comfortable in their own skin as a team. And although, you know, they allowed Swansea to get back in the game last night, I think that Liverpool still put in a good performance. They're not quite stretching their performances out over 90 minutes. But that's something I think Rodgers can deal with. I've been impressed with Liverpool this season. I think they've come on from last season, definitely. And with still Suarez to come back, Tottenham have been very impressive. And again, Villas-Boas has just been able to develop there. And now he seems to have his blueprint in place, and he's got the players to implement what he wants to do. Arsenal, we should never be surprised when Arsenal play well. They have some fantastic players, technically a great side. At their best, they're a wonderful team to watch. Arsenal's problem, of course, is the dips in and out. Now, at some point, we need to see if Arsenal are going to have that dip. They've added, obviously, Ozil. I'm not sure. He's a fantastic player, but is he going to iron out that little dip period where they've lacked that sort of mental solidarity, I think, over the last few seasons. In terms of the new clubs, Manchester City, definitely you see a transitional phase there. They haven't looked organised in defence. They've looked vulnerable at the back, I think. And Pellegrini's still got some work to do there. But he's a pragmatic manager, and I think he'll set that right. And I expect Manchester City, I think the quality will float to the top. And I think by the end of the season, we will see the three new managers, Moyes, Pellegrini and Mourinho, as the three teams that are vying for the title.
Not buying into the early form. Will, you mentioned Liverpool there as being kind of a Jekyll and Hyde type team almost in this season so far. First half always looks very controlled and competent. The second half slightly drops off. We saw it a lot last night with Swansea. Liverpool only having about 30% of the possession. That is a worrying stat for that second half. Who needs to step up and really start to take control of this game? Because it doesn't seem at the moment like Gerrard is playing that holding, dominate role in the middle of the park as we've seen at this early part of the season.
No, Steven Gerrard's evolved now. He's what they call a regista, I suppose, and almost Andrea Pirlo position that he operates in now for Liverpool. So it's not really his job to dictate the play as much. What we saw yesterday was when Coutinho was on the field for Liverpool, the stats indicated that they were completing a lot of passes in the final third. And when Coutinho came off, that number dropped off dramatically. And Brendan Rodgers is a student of these type of things, and he'll be looking at that. And he'll be thinking to himself, OK, is he getting what he needs to get from a player like Jordan Henderson? I know we saw from, I think, Aspas yesterday, maybe not the passing excellence that we would expect from someone in a Rodgers team. And Liverpool were guilty and have been guilty, as Rodgers admitted, of really going for the jugular in the first 45 minutes. And for whatever reason, just sitting back and maybe almost a nervous sense where that confidence needs to come through. And what Rodgers really wants is for his teams to go out in the second half and kill the opposition off. He hasn't got that yet. But I think as the confidence grows, he's hoping that that will start to happen.
Just finally on last night's game, Will, we have to talk a little bit about Swansea because they've had a decent start to the last couple of games at least. Slightly sloppy in those first two, but against West Brom especially looked very good and looked good in the second half last night. Michu, in these first four games especially, has still kind of gone under the radar slightly. Are you at all surprised that Michu is still at Swansea after that big impact that he had last season for Brendan Rodgers' side, but of course for Laudrup's side now. And are you surprised? Will you be surprised if he remains there at the end of this year? Because he's such a talented footballer, yet still maybe playing below his level slightly at Swansea?
Well, I will be surprised if he remains beyond this season, but I do understand why he stayed around this season, because I think Swansea put an enormous amount of faith into him. He was a player who was, you know, looking for a move, and they found him and they identified his talent and they flattered him by saying, look, we think that you are the genuine article and we want to bring you to the Premier League. And Michu came and obviously was a revelation at Swansea. And, you know, I think loyalty is not dead completely in football. And I think Michu has said, you know, he really enjoys playing the Swansea way. He enjoyed playing under Rodgers, he enjoys playing under Laudrup. And, you know, Swansea are great to watch still. You know, the way they moved the ball yesterday, I think Boney looks like a fantastic signing as a main striker to play with Michu. And the movement of their midfield and just everything about the way they move the ball out of defence, it must be a joy to play in that team. Of course, come January, come the end of the season, Michu's got an agent like the rest of them, and his agent's going to be saying, right, you know, you want to set yourself up for the rest of your life, this is the time to make the move. And he will make the move, whether it's January or summer or undoubted. But, you know, I think he's been loyal. And I think that's nice to see in football, to be honest. You know, they put their faith in him and he's saying, OK, fine, I owe you guys at least one more season, I think.
As a football romantic myself, Will, it is very nice to see the loyalty isn't completely dead in football, but it's hanging by a thread, I tell you that much. We've got the Champions League tonight as well coming up, Will, and there's no real bigger club competition than this tournament. Always brings out the big games. United starting with a very difficult tie against a Bayer Leverkusen side that was one of the few sides to actually beat Bayern Munich last season. And okay, there's been some change. They've lost Andre Schürrle, but in United's form right now, Leverkusen will be coming to Old Trafford thinking they can get a result.
Yeah, not just United's form, but past. Sorry, mate.
No worries.
I had an ad in the background.
No worries, not at all. Yeah, go repeat the answer, mate.
Yeah, and not just United's form, but I think, you know, anecdotally from what they've been at Old Trafford the past two seasons under Ferguson, United have been vulnerable at home. They've been generous defensively. They haven't really punished teams like they should have done. Teams like Basel have gone there and looked threatening. So I think Leverkusen will go there. And what I'm expecting is their coach will say to them, yeah, play. Go out and play. Go attack United. Get on top of them. Press them. And this is where Moyes' tactical identity is really going to come out, because he will be wary of that. But at the same time, he knows the United crowd, a home European tie on a Tuesday night under floodlights at Old Trafford. There's only one thing the crowd want to see. They want to see attack, attack, attack from United. So Moyes has got to weigh it up. And that's where Fellaini comes in, I think, because he gives United a little bit more strength in the spine, whereas still hopefully allows some. I mean, of course, will we see, you know, what we see tonight will be judged very, very quickly. If United win 5-0, then Moyes, everything's going great. If it's a 1-1 draw, then, you know, this is a disaster. But yeah, Leverkusen a good side, and this will be a tight game. A lot of interesting storylines to watch in the Champions League this season, I think. So it's going to be a really good season.
Are we going to see Kagawa playing at all at United as well, Will? I mean, tonight especially, it kind of screams of a game that Kagawa would love to play in. Is very creative in that role just behind the front man. Why isn't he playing here, Will?
Well, we haven't had that many games. I don't think David Moyes has thought he's completely fit to start so far, and I think there's also that element that he wanted to get United off on the front foot. And I also think, you know, there's a certain level of this is the Moyes show now, and I don't think Moyes is going to humour the reporters by saying I'm going to play Kagawa here or there or whatever. I wouldn't be surprised if he just the team sheet comes out and he plays tonight. You know, I really wouldn't, because I think it will be on Moyes' terms, and Moyes will decide when he plays. And you know, he knows he's got a talented player there. I don't think there's any question about that. But he has, it is surprising that he didn't use him against Liverpool. It felt like that was a game where he could have brought him on. He wasn't even on the bench, I don't think, in that game, which was surprising. And, you know, so hopefully we do see him soon, because he is, you know, if we watch him at Dortmund, he's a fantastic player to watch. And he's kind of exactly what United were trying to sign all summer. And he's right under the nose, really.
The other side in Manchester, of course, Will, they have a huge game tonight as well. It's one of the Champions League ties, I think, has a lot riding on it this evening, just because of the failure that City have had over the last couple of years. There's pressure on Pellegrini after the slightly off start to the season to get things done, especially after his team selection on Saturday with the resting of Aguero and Navas, Dzeko and Fernandinho. City have to put a win up tonight, right, Will?
I think City have to start strong. They failed in the Champions League last two seasons, but at the same time, you know, they have been in two very difficult groups, but they have spent a fantastic sum of money. So you do expect progress. I think Pellegrini will be judged on getting his team out of the group stages of the Champions League this season, because, you know, the title race is going to be very tight. And if City lose out to Chelsea or to United, then I think you'd say, OK, fine, it's a transitional season for a manager. But the Champions League, you have to be getting into the knockout stages if you're a club with City's financial clout and the players that they've signed in the summer. He's got to get his tactics right. He's got to get a team going out that's confident, that can go on the road in Europe and play to their ability, really. He's got to get his team to gel very quickly, and the leaders need to stand out. And I think if, you know, Vincent Kompany comes back, it's going to be massive for City. They kind of lack that figure, I thought, at the weekend. Just a real, you know, grab, scruff of the neck leader on the field. It's an old cliche, but City need that right now.
With Kompany, if he doesn't play tonight, if he is still carrying this knock, and with Kompany out, who should be taking up the reins and being a leader? A lot of fingers being pointed towards Joe Hart. Do you think it is on Hart's onus to be that leader, to be that strong, confident figure, kind of controlling the side from the back?
I'm not sure I want to see that from Joe Hart, to be honest. I think Joe Hart needs to focus on his goalkeeping and his concentration, and just being the model professional and the reliable figure that we knew him. I think until relatively recently, there's been a few dips of concentration. I think I'll put that onus on, I think there's an argument for Joleon Lescott coming back into that team. And I think he's capable of being a leader for Manchester City. Whether he's down the pecking order now, it's hard to see. It's hard with City because obviously their side rotates so much. So, I mean, you might argue that someone like Sergio Aguero could be a leader for City. But, you know, if he's not going to start every game, That's not easy to do. Personally, if it was me, I think Zabaleta is the ideal leader for City. I mean, he's probably been their best player the last season and a half. He does everything right on the field, and he seems to have the character that you need. So, I mean, he already does that to a certain extent, but I think really for him to stand up and get those players around him before the game tonight, I think would be good.
Now, Will, last question, and I'm going to be very horrible, but it is early doors. Anything can happen. But on the hours before the start of the Champions League, who's going to win it this year, mate?
Well, I can't see much past Bayern Munich getting to the final. I think they're strong, obviously, with what they have and what they've brought in over the summer. I think Guardiola will ease them in to the way he wants them to play, and I think they'll get to the final. Who joins them there? I've just got a funny feeling again for Chelsea, because I just think that although they might miss out on the title in England, I just think Mourinho just knows how to get it done. And I think that Chelsea side, there's something about them in the Champions League. I just have a funny feeling that we could be staring down Bayern Chelsea yet again in a Champions League final. That's my prediction.
Speaking as all fans, for all fans of Italian and Spanish football, I sincerely hope that doesn't happen. But we will have to wait and see. It is early doors, of course, and Will, we will be checking in with you later on as the season continues, both for Premier League and Champions League, looks at fixtures and results. But we love and appreciate you taking the time out joining us here on World Football Daily, Will. And we will let you get off and back to the day job, mate. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Ollie. Always a pleasure, mate.
You too. Take care, Will. Have a very good afternoon. Mr. Will Tidy joining us here on World Football Daily, talking all things Champions League football. And of course, the big game, Manchester United taking on Bayer Leverkusen. Tonight, we also have Galatasaray taking on Real Madrid. Bayern Munich take on CSK Moscow. Remember...